The EU has led the charge on regulating big tech from a competition standpoint. What about disinformation? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Arguably, one of the biggest problems facing the world right now is disinformation. It's fueling everything from the spread of QAnon conspiracy theories to the Capitol insurrection to anti-vaccination movements, all of which undermine democracy and public health. Lawmakers and researchers in the U.S. have demanded that social media platforms do more to deal with disinformation. But what about the EU, which has aggressively regulated tech in other ways and has historically been more willing to police speech than the U.S. has? Margarethe Vestager is the executive vice president of the European Commission. She oversaw an EU legislative proposal called the Digital Services Act, which would require online platforms to do more to tackle things like hate speech.
You know, what we have discussed for decades in the real world and agreed upon, this is illegal. You know, bomb recipes, excitement to violence. If we agree that is illegal offline, it must also be illegal online. But of course, the interesting thing is, what is then the gray zone? What is in the gray zone? Because that's a question of interpretation. Different cultures have different sensitivities. Because, for instance, I'm Dane, and even with our neighbors, the Swedes, it's definitely not a given that we would agree.
The gray area, though, seems like it's big and getting bigger, right? That's the area of sort of storytelling, deliberate misinformation, political manipulation. Is it your view that these companies should take a stronger hand?
So I think a lot of things can be done systematically, but I think it's also important that each and every one of us, you know, apply a principle of being critical of what we see and what we read.
You know, in the U.S., I think we have a tendency to want government to either solve none of our problems or all of our problems. And I really hear you describing a core of personal responsibility in the consumer. And I would love for you to talk more about that, because that does seem like sort of an important leg of the stool that we don't always talk about.
But I think this is really important. We have a saying that if something is too good to be true, it's probably not. But I think one could also apply the equivalent. If something is too bad to be true, it's probably not. You know, sort of sound, you know, critical management of what you see and what you want to pass on, to say, well, it's part of my credibility, what I pass on.
Yeah, absolutely. That we live in a world of a lot of big companies with a lot of power, but that doesn't mean we're necessarily, they don't own us.
No, and we should never let ourselves be victims. Because if we feel, oh, I'm a victim for something much bigger than myself, then where comes the energy to push someone like me and my colleagues to make sure that we can get in control of our data, how much we want to leave for other businesses to look into our lives?
Margarethe Vestager is a commissioner with the European Union. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.